From what I've heard, you have a new album that's to be released soon. Is that right?
Yes, definitely.
Where are we with that? Are you still in the process? Is it all finished?
So we are done recording. We're moving on to the mixing, mastering, and all the production part of it. We are looking at probably a first quarter 2018 release, and it really depends on a couple other things that I have cooking, but we have not put out an official release date or the title or anything yet because we're waiting on a couple things.
Okay. So you're kind of keeping us all waiting right now, keeping us in the dark.
Yeah, well, I'm in the dark too. It's so frustrating. I just want to know.
Really.
But it's really fun though. Like, I had so much fun recording it. We recorded at Capitol Records in Hollywood, so that was like a really big deal to me.
Oh yeah.
I can't believe that I was there. I'm looking back and it was just this year and I'm like, I just don't believe it. I can't believe I was there.
Little bit
But it's
starstruck.
15 tracks, all original stuff, a lot of brand spanking new songs that no one's ever heard. So I'm really, really excited to get it out there and see what people think.
Oh man, is this going to be a slightly new sound for you and for what the listeners will be hearing? Is this classic Jessica
I
Mews?
think slightly new in the sense that, it's completely who I am now, and it's me evolved from who I was on American Idol. Like, I'm kind of getting away from that. It was a big part of my life. It was a chapter in my story, but this is who I am, and this is my sound, and this is Jess Muse, and that's what this whole album is going to be about. And it's about the message I'm sending of, finding your own strength when you don't realize that you have any left, but pulling through and being a strong person. The messages in my songs are always, pretty much always about that, and just finding yourself. And it's just my sound. It's that whole Stevie Nicks, Janis Joplin had a baby thing, and that's all this album, 15 songs.
I mean, if you titled the album that, I'm sure it would sell off the shelves just fine. Just Stevie Nicks, Janis
Maybe
Joplin
it
baby.
might go
Yeah.
viral.
There
I
you
don't know.
go. Yeah. Very cool. Okay, so well, we'll all be waiting for that then. That sounds like a really cool thing you have in the works for us. I guess you're still in the middle of it, so maybe it's too soon to ask this, but what are you looking at as you go forward here? What's next for you? Are you gonna keep writing? Do you want to tour some more? What's in the works for you?
Well, I am still writing just because that's who I am. I always write songs. I got a couple really funny ones that'll probably go on the next album. But, I continue to create, but in the meantime, we're also working on all the promotional stuff that we need to do before this album comes out. Like more radio tour stuff. So I'm probably going to do like a New England radio tour. I need to do a West Coast tour and Midwest, Texas, everything. And I got the rest of the US at least to cover. And that's going to take a while. And I need to do all of that at this point, what we're doing before the album comes out, and then hopefully figure out what the single's going to be and work from there, do the music video. So there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff that the gears are turning on now. It's going to be fun, though. It's a great ride. I love it. I love what I do, and I love the work I have to do to push it forward. And I really can't wait to see where this album goes because I'm putting in the work now to promote it as much as I can. And, hopefully we'll get some radio play and, whatever happens, happens, but I'm gonna do it 110%.
That's great. It sounds like you're in it right now, and you're kind of exactly where you want to be. So that's good to hear. That kind of, I guess, just motivation in someone doing what they want
Oh,
to
yeah. Yeah, I quit my office job for this. There's no going
do.
back.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, go big or go home, I guess. I guess you kind of got to put it all in now.
Yeah,
Yeah.
this is it. This is I tried the real job in air quotes, real job. But I know now that that's not what I want to do. It's not who I am, and I won't regret giving it a shot, but I know that that's not what I want to do. And I'll never regret trying that. But music is where my heart is, and I said it on Idol, and I've said it a million times since, but I will either be a broke musician or a successful one. I just want to make my music, and I know that there's a reason I'm good at it, I guess, and people actually enjoy it. So there's a purpose behind that, and I'm just going to keep going until I figure that out.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of musicians that would agree with that sentiment. I guess on that note, what advice would you have for other independent artists going forward? What can you give to them that they need to know if they're trying to make it in the industry just
Well,
like
my
you are?
biggest piece of advice is to always be yourself and watch your back. But so many people in the music industry try to be something they are not because they want to make it so bad. And then they end up losing themselves and they don't remember who they are, or they never figure out who they are. So my biggest piece of advice is probably stay true to yourself and your values, because that's a big critical part of who you are. And that's what people and your fans are going to see in you. So, you know, stay true to you and what your purpose is, and remember why you're doing it.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Okay, Jess. Well, thank you so much for giving me some of your time. I'm sure you're exhausted and busy as always, but you sound so enthusiastic about it. So it's been great to be able to talk to you about what you're doing here.
Yeah, it's great talking to you too. Thank you for your time.
We'll be watching and waiting for that new album release.
Heck yeah.